This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Dozens of temperature records could be broken during a late December heat wave. Forecasters say temperatures on Christmas Day are expected to reach the 70s across parts of the South and Southeast, with highs climbing into the 80s in parts of Texas. Meanwhile, temperatures are expected to stay closer to average across the Northeast. Weather officials say the unusual warmth is being driven by a high-pressure system pushing warm air from the Gulf into the southern U.S. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is paying for new research on the hepatitis B vaccination. NPR's Jonathan Lambert reports many scientists are calling the proposed study unethical.
More than 400 studies suggest that vaccinating newborns against hepatitis B is safe and effective. But the CDC is funding a controversial team of Danish scientists to do more. The group's been praised for their vaccine research by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but many scientists have questioned their research practices. The study isn't designed to test whether the vaccine works. Instead, it will look for potential side effects in babies born in Guinea-Bissau, a country that doesn't currently vaccinate at birth. The researchers will vaccinate some newborns and withhold the newborn dose for others, then follow both groups for several years. Some experts criticize the withholding of a well-studied, life-saving vaccine in a country where nearly 1 in 5 people are infected with Hep B. Jonathan Lambert, NPR News.
Stocks are trading higher on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow is up 193 points, the Nasdaq up 7. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. This is NPR.
Your support this season shapes the stories we'll tell tomorrow. From local news to weather alerts and the reports that keep our community connected, every story you hear depends on listeners like you. As the